We're now going to hear from Ashley Thorpe, who is a second year biochemistry student at Christchurch. So Ashley, can you tell us a bit about what made you apply to Oxford?
I decided that I wanted to go to Oxford when I was about 8. Then I changed my mind and thought that it wasn't for me. But I was encouraged to apply and just see what happened by my head of sixth form. It was an ordinary comprehensive in Leicestershire that doesn't normally send people to Oxbridge. But I chose to apply to Oxford as it offers a specific biochemistry course. I got some help in applying and practiced answering questions for mock interviews with my biology teachers at school. I didn't have time to get nervous about my actual interviews, as I had a nosebleed 20 minutes before the first one and hiccups before the second one, which was at another college on the following day. I had to answer problems and apply the scientific knowledge that I'd already learnt for A-levels to new problems and show that I could work things out. A great piece of advice which I was given by someone is to talk through what is going through your mind as you try to work out the answer. It shows that you are trying to work something out and you're not just sitting there in silence.
Can you tell us a bit about being a science student at Oxford?
One of the really great things is that during your lectures, when they're describing a discovery, a lot of these discoveries were made by Nobel Prize winning scientists who are working at Oxford, and sometimes they're even lecturing you. Also, the standard textbooks that you study from and students all around the country study from are written by your lecturers. I like studying here, as although we get quite a bit of work, it does help me to be motivated.
Can you describe a typical day?
A science student has a slightly more structured week than a humanities student, as we have more lectures and practicals, as well as classes and tutorials. The structure of the week will change depending what year you're in. So for a first year, you'll have about 10 lectures for a week, a practical for one day a week, one or two tutorials, and a couple of different problem classes once a fortnight. By the time you get to second and third year, you'll have slightly less lectures, but maybe more tutorials, and practicals are a lot longer. I try to find some time every day to do something that's not biochemistry related, whether that's just taking some extra time over dinner in the evening to catch up with friends, or maybe going out for a few hours and doing a bit more work afterwards, depending on how heavy my workload is. The weekends are the time to catch up on work and socialising, and also to have a lie-in, as a scientist has 9 o'clock starts, usually every day.
How have you found Oxford and college life so far? And what sort of things have you done with your spare time?
I think that I fit in with Oxford life better than I fitted in at school. College life does teach you self-motivation and how to organise your time so that you can get your work done but still have lots of time to socialise. Apart from academic work, I play the violin in 2 orchestras and I'm on the committees of both orchestras as treasurer and social secretary. I'm also involved with the home learning scheme, which is where I tutor 2 children once a week and help them with their homework. I also like to get involved with various volunteering things throughout the term, such as open days and regional conferences. Other things that I do are going to science lectures or concerts and exploring Oxford.
What do you like to do when you go back home in the holidays? And what do you think you might like to do when you leave Oxford?
The first thing that I do when I get home is to sleep a lot for a few days. Then I usually have either work for the holiday or revision for exams at the start of the next term. During the Christmas and Easter holidays, I do some revision, but mainly enjoy catching up with my friends and relaxing. In the summer holidays, I have a job as a clerical assistant, which is really good as the summer holiday is 3.5 months long, so I need something to get me up in the morning. When I graduate, I would like to do a doctorate and then work in research for the pharmaceutical industry, or maybe academical research, as I'm really interested in how drugs work, and I'd love to be involved in finding out how new drugs treat various illnesses. I'm also doing a supplementary course in chemical pharmacology, which has really increased my interest in this field.